Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Imaz Alde. I have Andre Ziegler on the line. Good evening, sir.
Pew, pew. Wait a minute. It's just me and you?
As of right now, yes, it's just me and you. Ron may join us a little later. He hasn't said exactly yet, but... Before we jump into the show, the only person who really has the night off is Madisa. Our thoughts and our prayers are with our sister friend as she travels to bury her father. So we love you. We'll talk to you soon and return when you're ready. I'm going to put the disclosure out there as well. We may cuss, we may say bad things, we may drink on the show. I have only had 2 sips of wine, only 2, but by the end of the show, I will have more than 2. I can promise you that one.
I had two glasses of Dose, and now I'm eating herbs.
Jesus Christ. So I can guarantee the bottom of a bottle at some point. So tonight on The Code, we will be discussing head of household. What does that necessarily mean to you and your life? The conversation came with me having a conversation with my sister earlier in the week. And she was stating that her and her significant other were talking about who was the head of the household. And they were kind of going head-to-head with it and wasn't too sure about how they should feel. So she brought it to my attention, and so I said, hey, yeah, we'll talk about it. So that's what we're going to do. And then in the second hour, 30, we're going to switch gears a little bit because I did receive a text message or inbox or whatever you want to call it about good old Becky with the good hair. Now, y'all know how I feel about Becky and the good hair. So they want to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it at 11:30. So this hour, we are going to talk about the head of household, and then we're going to switch gears. You with it, Dre? You with it?
Yeah, boss, I'm down.
You down the roll? I can always count on you to be down the ride.
That's why you're number one. Why you're number, well, number two.
But anyway, so the first question is, I'll ask you, Dre, when it comes to the head of household, who do you think is the head of household?
Well, I had this view a couple of times. And a lot of women believe that it should have been always be the male or whatever. But now women are making just as much money as the men, so sometimes they want to be the head of the household. But the thing is, it ain't just like paying bills and making all the money and just that and the third. It's like, who's in charge to me? Because, you know, like a lot of people, like, the head of the household, that means they running everything. They the shit. And you got to do what they say. And I know dudes that done got put out because they wasn't head of the household. And they wasn't doing what they girlfriend slash wife said. A lot of people take that shit real serious. Cause like me, I don't really care. I'm a 50-50 guy. Always have been, always will be. I like everything 50-50 because it ain't just like one person. Like if I'm the head of household and then I'm paying all the bills. And then when I get broke, I ain't got no damn money to spend. And you walking around here lollygagging with all the loot. And they trying to share, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Tighten up. Let me buy a dollar.
Not a dollar.
But, you know, it goes both ways. It goes different ways. Cause you might, you knowing you, you probably want to be in charge.
No.
Okay.
No. And see, that's the thing. People, it's so funny because people always have this assumption about certain types of women. And it's funny that you say, like, oh, you probably be the one who wants to be the leader. No, that is not how it is for me. I believe in a partnership. If I'm married and that is my husband is the head when it comes to he is our protector and he is our provider. Okay?
Yeah.
When it's down to everything else, we do this together.
Thank you.
We raise kids together. We love together. We make decisions together. But ultimately, it also says that I am to submit to my husband. So if my husband and I are having to make a decision, and we both sit down and we give our thoughts on the decision, if my husband makes sense, I'm going with my husband because my husband should know best for us. Because at the end of the day, he is our protector and he is our provider. So therefore, we make these decisions together, but that's he stands as the head of household. It doesn't mean that, oh, he pays all the bills, he makes all the decisions. No.
Yeah,
that's like,
see, that's a big thing right there.
Like it doesn't work like that for me. Now there may be some women who are okay with it and say, you know what, my husband does everything. He pays the bills. I do what he say do. Okay, good for you. Good, awesome. That is wonderful. But when it comes to my household, we're both the head. But he's ahead of me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to go behind my husband's back and buy a new car. No.
And see, I know a lot of people that done that, sneaking behind their husband's back and their wife's back, buying stuff and hiding it and taking it to other people's house and hiding it, shit like that. No, I don't want to live in secrecy.
I agree. And we're not going to do that.
I won't come in the house and I bought something. Damn it, it's mine.
No, it's we're equal in this. You know? And that's why I think people fail to realize when it comes to it. And people misconstrue things. Now,
mm-hmm.
If you are and you feel like, since I'm the man, I am the head of household, and that's how it's going to be. Well, guess what, sir? What you need to do then is this. You need to make sure all these bills are paid. You need to make sure this house
mm-hmm.
is clean, kids are taken care of, and that everything is in order since you are the head. I shouldn't have to worry about a thing since you are the head.
Yes. And a lot of people, they consider head of household, like who files head of household and taxes and all that. No, that's not, that's two different things to me anyway.
Right. I mean, it's different when, okay, since I am single and I have a child and I take care of all the bills in this household.
Yes.
I am the head of household. Okay, but when you sit down to do your tax, it's just that's pretty much just based upon income. That has nothing to do with how this house is ran. It has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that some people don't look at it like that anymore. I understand how we were raised. You know, how we were told the man is supposed to be the head at all times. That's how we were raised. That's what we were taught in the church. But as times have changed, so has the structure.
Because
In the biblical days, you didn't have women work. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have them doing that and making their own money. You didn't have that situation. Even to shoot 40, 50 years ago, you really didn't have women working like that.
Not at all.
So now things have shifted. It's not shifting for the worse, but it is shifted. Do I think women should be walking around talking about something I'm the head of my household? No, I don't think they should be walking around saying that, but you should understand that this is a partnership. I bring home just as much as you do within this, but when it comes down to you protecting this house, mister, you are to protect this home. I shouldn't be fighting the battles. You know what I mean? So
So if somebody comes to the house and wants to break into our house, I expect my man's man to get his butt up and protect our home. Now, if something happens to him, that then falls back to me. I have now to have to protect our home. So I think people just don't understand anymore. People look at it as a dictatorship. They're like, you know, this young man, you do this, you do that, and I don't have to do this. And some women are just way too strong for their own good at this point sometimes. Like, and I think this is where you probably got that from me. It's like, because I've been on my own for so long, and I know how things should be done for me and myself, but I know how to let a man be a man.
And see, a lot of females, they won't do it, especially like the ones making like a ton of money. Like my ex, she was determined that I was going to just do every damn thing, and she was just going to relax. And I'm like, wait a minute, no. Talking about she's been raised to be treated like a princess now.
Wow. So you have to no. I know how to listen. I know how to listen to my mate. If he says, you know, no, you don't need a new car right now, let's wait on that. So we're going to have to wait a little while because he may have his reason for wanting to wait. And once he has explained his reasons to me, okay, I get it. We'll wait. And I understand.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's not about, it's a respect thing too, right? You know, some women are just, sometimes they just make me want to just, you know, pop them in the head and be like, you know, I can't with you today. I'm done with this conversation. Like, that's how I will feel with some of the women of the world. That's why I don't socialize with too many of them. And some of them, I just don't. And I'm about to check and see some. But, I don't. I don't understand it. And it bothers my soul a little bit. But it's okay. But the other question. Actually, we kind of discussed it all, like right there. I thought it was going to get us at least to 11 o'clock. Wow. I need to understand. You know what? Matter of fact, let me send a message right now. I need to understand why you're talking. I don't understand the purpose. And it's funny because my sister was like, I think guys are going to, you know, she was saying that her boyfriend thinks that most men would agree with him, and he was more of that person that says, you know, I am the man. You do what I say. You know what I mean? And she was like, well, if that's the case, if you're the head of this household, then how about you pay this bill and stop asking me to pay it since you're the head? You know? And she was like, he's going to think that every man is going to be on his side. Not necessarily. Not every man is old and it's outdated. Things change. Yes, you can still be a man and still be a partner, then be in this partnership. It doesn't make you any less of a man because a woman does her part. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, so, yeah. I got real issues, like, right now. Like, legit-ass issues. What kind of issues you have? And then listen, I need to understand. And I just need to understand at this point. Even with certain things, you know, we we need to get it together. Hey, Taylor, welcome.
Hello, hello. Sorry I'm late. I was all the way into this documentary on Netflix called The 13th. I recommend everyone watch it. It's simply amazing.
I haven't started it yet. I'm going to start that bitch tomorrow.
Oh, you need to watch it. You need to watch it.
Okay, girl. Okay. Well, we have had a full-fledged discussion. So tell us your thoughts about being on the head of household, being head of the house. What are your thoughts?
Let's see. I kind of, I just had this discussion the other day. I think that the head of the household is whomever can run the household successfully. I think that a lot of things can be equal. I do feel like there are roles that everybody plays, but I do think that the head of household is whomever can actually run the household. Whether it's mom or dad, whether it's both, whether it's grandma, whoever.
Rah, rah, rah.
Like, I have a few friends that, you know, are single. They run their households. I have a few friends that, you know, are guys, and they run their household, you know. So I just think it's whoever can do it successfully.
Okay. Well, cool. We kind of said that, but we also kind of said it was like a partnership. Like, but the man is, you know, still the man, but
mm-hmm.
the household ran together.
No, absolutely. I mean, everybody has their role in the house. I do think that a woman should be a woman and a man should be a man. I definitely think that.
All right. I have a comment from Nikki online. Well, Nikita. I know where it's Nikki, but she goes by Nikita on Facebook. She says, that's how I was raised. Man is the head of household. If something happens to the man, whether he was fired, hurt, et cetera, I will be more than ready to help out. Maybe that's why my relationships don't work. I think our independence should be part of certain things for me. Yes, I am independent. Yes, I do a lot of things on my own. That is because, you know, I am the adult in the household. So in my household, yes, I am the head because I am the adult. But when it comes down to it, once me and my husband do get together, one day he's going to have me one of those. He's going to have me one. I ain't going to tell nobody to get one. Y'all's going to see it. I'm going to pop up married one day. But, like I said it before, he is my protector, you know, and that is what he is. We do this thing together. We come in, we work as a unit. We move as a unit. There's no disheveledness. There's no, baby, you better do what I tell you to do. No, it's none of that. That does not take away from my independence because we our unit, but he also knows that if something happens to him, I am now next in line, and I am to protect, you know, do what I need to do to make sure the household is okay, but he is still the head. Does that make sense?
Yep, to me it
is. Anyway, he's still the man of the house. You know, like I told you before, I'm not going to be like, oh, I need a new car. Oh, I need to go get this. Oh, baby, look. And if he looks at the budget and he says, now look, listen, I know you really want this car, but it ain't in the budget right now. What we're going to have to do is
sit your butt down.
No, not sit your butt down. It's not in the budget right now. We're going to have to wait a little while. And then we'll go get you the car. All I can say is okay, I have to listen to my husband because I'm supposed to submit to my husband. Okay, I understand that. Because he has explained it to me in a way that I understand. Now, if he's just like, no, then I need to understand why.
Yeah, I'm going to ask some questions about that. I have questions. What you mean, why? I mean, what you mean, though? Like, why? But if you explain it and it's like, oh, okay, I can't be mad at you for that.
Oh, yeah. And these people who are commenting saying that, you know, for tax purposes, that's the only thing I'm worried about head of household for. You all are cracking me up. It is funny, and that is not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That is not what we're talking about. We are not talking about your tax purposes.
And I said that. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to talk about it. They talk about it as, like, tax. Nah. This is life. This is, like, life. Damn,
right,
tax.
Like,
because
right,
if you file together anyway, this shit is going to be still, you still not getting back nothing.
And it don't matter who filed it to be. You still either going to be paying something or... You know, and it's so funny because there was a conversation me and my friend had, it was some weeks ago, and we were talking about how, you know, we couldn't understand how some men are like, no, I don't want my wife to work. And I was like, well, look, listen, I'm not that person. I'm not going to be that wife that you can say, baby, don't go to work. I need to go to work because, one, I need to have something of my own. Two, I need to not look at you for at least 8 hours of my day. At least the minimum of 8 hours. Now, if it's 10, 12, I get it. Okay. But 8 hours of my day, I don't want to look at you. I don't want to see you. I can talk to you through text message and a phone call, but I don't want to see your face for 8 hours while I'm at work. I need something to be okay. And as long as we're out of each other's faces. Now, he was like, well, I would much rather want my wife to work anyway. He was like, it's not like I can't take care of the bills. I just want her to be able to take care of these taxes when we get them. So her primary would be, you know, make sure the taxes is okay. If that's what your check is going to do, you pay the taxes because you don't even have to work those 40 hours. You can work 20, 30 hours as long as it covers the taxes. So, either way, we're going to be paying taxes on shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you got to think about it. You can't just be like, oh, for tax purposes. And a lot of the people who are commenting and saying this for tax purposes are single people. So, yes, you are the head of your household. Like, you're not married. You're the head. So, be quiet. And so it's just so funny to me. But, oh, yeah, that's interesting to me, the people. I wouldn't want everything to be on my husband. I wouldn't, you know, so I wouldn't feel right. Like, I need to contribute to the household. Even if I'm paying the smallest bills that we have, I'm contributing. You know what I'm saying? If he's taking care of them.
A lot of people don't think like that, too. That was the whole reason with me and O'Carroll when we broke up. Because I'm like, yo, I'm doing everything. And then when I'm flat-ass broke and I ain't got no money and I can't got to wait till my next paycheck, she's mad. because she want to do something else, but she don't want to pay. And I'm like, shit, what the hell? Like, you want to do something, then you got to pay this week until I get paid.
Yeah. This is how some people are.
I always think that, like, anytime you're in, you're with somebody, they should never be a burden.
Right,
you get what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be a burden. Like, it's one thing. Everybody goes through something. Life happens. I get it. But when you start to become a burden on people, no.
Exactly.
And she didn't understand that shit. Cause she basically thought I was trying to use her, and I'm like, yo, you make damn near 10-15 times more than I did. You are a fucking lawyer. I'm just a regular old supervisor. Not in training as supervisor, in training at that. I'm still not getting my top pay, and I'm still buying everything. Taking you out to these expensive ass restaurants and shit. $60 and $50 a damn plate down there in Charlotte. What the hell?
You better take that whole little buffet.
Trust me, if I had my way, we'd have been Golden Corral and McDonald's in every damn day.
Not McDonald's. I watched the documentary about the dude that ate McDonald's for a month. Not the McDonald's.
That was the dumbest thing. I can't believe he did that. That was crazy.
Okay, we're getting off track.
My bad, but that was a dumb documentary. I can't believe that nigga did this shit. That was stupid.
I mean, that's gonna keep on going. Because, you know, especially when it's two separate households and that other person can't seem to manage their own household. And they're expecting you to manage your household and their household. It doesn't work like that. You have to be able. I think that people who have never lived on their own need to live on their own. You need to be able to manage your own household before you go off and you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you can't do that, then what are you going to know about the bills if you just move in with somebody? Prime example, y'all know what I do for a living. I talk to them crazy type of people all day long. They kill me with, my husband takes care of that. I don't know anything about that. What?
So what you calling it for then?
Wait a minute. I'm calling them because obviously I have made the phone call. So they're saying, well, my husband takes care of that, or my wife takes care of that. Okay. But I understand that your husband or your wife takes care of that. But this is in your name, and portions of this is not affecting your husband because his name is not on this. This is you. Why is it that you don't know anything about your people?
Mm-mm.
Like, I've understood that in the many of years I've been doing this, I've never understood you not knowing something about your field. You occasionally get the one that says, you know, I really don't know anything about this bill. I didn't even know this bill was open. You get those every now and again. So, and then that's a whole different monkey right there.
That's a whole other conversation.
Right. Because I remember this one time at band camp. No, I'm just joking. This one time that this lady said, I don't know what that is. I said, well, you know, it's in your name. And she was like, I don't know what that is. She's like, I don't have one of those cards. And I was like, well, do you know such and such? So, yeah, that's my husband. Ma'am, clearly your husband has a card in your name. She was like, what? She was like, And being that it's, I have to tell her what is on her card. Oh, she said, girl, let me give you a call back.
Well, I know she was hot.
I said, well, ma'am, you may not get me. because at that time we had, you know, discontinued our extensions or whatever, so she could talk to anybody. I said, you may not get me, but I hope everything works out for you. Hun, all I can say is I felt sorry for him or whomever he was buying this ish for. You hear what I tell you? You know, it's interesting when you want to know, like, you know, who needs to be, like, that's why we need to have an open communication between us as a household. Sir, this is what came in. This is what this is. Okay. Now, if I'm the one, now we may be both contributing to the bills, but if I'm the one that sits down and writes out the checks, he still knows what bill is what and what's owed. And matter, it's not even, you know, some of them is like, I don't control the checking account. There will be no one who controls the checking account. We will have the checking account that's for bills, and then we have our own personal checking account. The one for bills, that's exactly what it is. That man knows what's in that checking account. He knows what goes out of it. If I miss something and you talk to him, guess what? He will be able to grab that checkbook and be able to pay it. And it won't be, oh, well, I got to call my wife and say, and let her know, oh, that's the bill money. Pay it. You know, it's rare that I overlook something. So if I overlook it, pay it. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. So I think people just don't, I don't know what people do with their life at this point. You know, but we shall not be like others. We shall run this as a unit, and we are a team. Yes.
Buddy bro.
Not buddy bro. That's my homie. That's my ace. We about to run this thing together. Like, ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Boom, boom, pow.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
And exactly, it shouldn't be just one-sided. And I just get so nervous when people have these one-sided-ass relationships. And I'd be like, how you do it? How do you do it? I don't do it. So y'all just sit around and he does all the talking and you just say yes and no? Like, what? How does this go?
I have a friend now, like, I just don't understand her household. Like, she works and he works, but for some odd reason, like, every weekend he's out partying. They live together. They out partying and everything. Like, he just be out all weekend. Like, when I say out, I mean, like, they'll work all week, and then, like, tonight comes, and he go with his homies, and then he come back Sunday.
Oh, fuck that. Nah, you can't do that. Man or female, hell no. That's an argument.
That's
wait.
That.
The fuck?
I wish your
and
mom
she
was
be cool with it.
Hey, Dre, I'm going to party with my girls this weekend. I see you Sunday.
Second week.
I mean, I'm
going to party with my girls. I'll be back Sunday.
Third week.
Wait a minute. I got a question. So what if it's just if it's a weekend? Like, if it's a weekend and we going out or whatever, and I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm going to spend the weekend with the girls. I'll be back Sunday. Is that a problem?
I said I'd give you 2 weeks. She said he do it every damn weekend.
Like, okay, you know, my bestest friend live in a whole other city. I'm not just going to go down there for the night. I'm going down there to stay till Sunday.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. She said he do it.
But see, here's the thing. I get that you might need, like, a mini vacation. You know, I had a stressful week. I had to do this. I had to do that. You know? Okay, cool. But here's the problem. So we both work. We both have full-time jobs. But Friday comes, you take your whole check and you leave.
And bam, that's problem.
Now you come back Sunday, you don't have no money, nothing. You don't have nothing.
Like cigarettes and damn Hennessy.
You know what? You know, he could have a drug problem.
But I'm just saying. Look, girl, I'll be
doing
for 2 weeks. That 3rd week, you come back, that door locked. Change
there,
son. You ain't getting in the house.
And I say this because I had a coworker who was a functioning crack addict. On Fridays when we would get paid, she would do. Nobody would see her again until Monday morning. Even though we would work the weekend and everything, we still would not see them until Monday morning. And that's when we kind of was like, what's going on? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, you just got, you know. But she was a functioning crackhead. He may be a functioning something. He could be a functioning alcoholic. He could be a functioning heroin addict. He could be something. So she might want to be sleeping with at night.
For real.
He's a functioning cheater is what he is, and he's using his money. He's using his money for everything else other than what they're supposed to be sharing the house with. So meanwhile, she's stuck doing all this extra stuff because she got to pay the bills. Somebody got to. Rent got to be paid.
And that's why I was like, fuck around with me you want to. I pull a Claire Hustle on your ass. You walk in there through that damn couch, be sitting there waiting on you, looking dead at you when you walk in. You done turn the whole damn living room around. What the fuck you been all weekend?
Sitting there.
Yeah, you sitting there. That's when you got to start asking questions then. But this 3rd motherfucking time you done went out, 3rd weekend in the goddamn row. Fuck wrong with you? Or my personal favorite that the girls do. Who the bitch?
What?
Yeah, you know how y'all is when y'all want to ask the dude who they cheating with. Y'all don't even ask who they cheating. Y'all first word, who the bitch?
You know what? That is not true.
And then the dude be like, what's this? The bitch you with. Three weekends straight. Who the bitch?
It ain't even gonna be like that. It ain't even gonna say who the bitch. It's gonna be more like, so who is this angel's asshole you chilling with?
The what?
And see, I know how some of y'all women do, and I used to get hit with this shit a lot when I was damn engaged. Oh my god, every time I leave on the weekend, you must be fucking on your homeboys. You sure ain't fucking with me. I used to get that every fucking weekend. So I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. Shit. Because I come home and it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I go to her crib, it's her cousins, her sister, and then the other cousins, a house full of women, and I'm the only fucking dude. So I would dip, you know what I'm saying? I'd go come to Greensboro, chill, hang out with my best friend. And I'd go home and I'd do the same shit, but I would come back and I would do the same shit the next day because I knew it was going to be a house full of women. And then here she goes, you must be fucking one of your boyfriends. You sure ain't up with me? Like, shut the fuck up.
I have no words.
But that dude, the dude she talking about, though, he do it on payday. Somebody, either another female getting that check, or he at the crack house.
And my whole thing is like, all right, so y'all live together, you got kids, like you just gonna take your whole paycheck and then just leave for the weekend? So now, not only can't she not have extra hours at work to make up the difference, but now she can't have no money for nothing because she got to pay the bills with it. How is she getting back and forth to work?
Thank you. That's what I'm about to say. Something ain't right. Motherfucker need gas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I was getting ready to say, I don't know what kind of car they got that they run on air, but, yeah.
And if they got a car running off gas, please let me know if I can get one. Off at air. they just riding around running off air, boy. I need one of them bitches.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're putting water in the tank. Maybe they're going to find a way they can ride off water.
I can't.
It'll be like one of my genius-ass homeboys going to put some motherfucking damn kerosene in the tank. Talking about this cheaper. Motherfucking didn't make it around the block.
Hold us for so it's called the pieces.
Make it around the block.
Jesus Christ.
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker wanted to go get them buns. Bad boy. He wanted to go see that girl. I'll never get that shit. Fun time for him. In high school. That was the shit.
Wow. People, Jesus. People. Wow. Okay. So, that's going to kind of transition us into the second part. Because I'll tell you in here for the first part. So, listen. I got an inbox about old Becky and her good hair. So, mm-hmm. This person wanted to discuss old Becky. Let me see if I can understand what this question was. Wait a minute. Okay, so for some reason, with this particular person, and this is a guy giving this question. So, pretty much they said, hey, I have a suggestion for your show. I said, hey, what is that? It was like, okay, the cleanup woman. And I said, oh, well, what about Becky with the good old hair?
Okay, and well, hold on. He said the cleanup woman, Becky with the good hair. Okay. Was this the white woman or just a regular old Becky?
I mean, I don't know. Becky could be anybody at this point. Becky could just have, you know, it could be Becky, because, you know, Becky on Empire, she black, but her hair ain't that good. Her weave is terrible. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
But I said, so why are we talking about Becky? And he says, because Betty didn't do her job with her man, so therefore he went out and got him a Becky. So they wanted to know our opinions about Betty not doing her quote-unquote job, and so now he went and got himself a Becky or a cleanup woman. Now, you know what? I'm going to let y'all talk about this first, and then I'm going to give my opinion because I happen to know this person, and so they may not want to hear exactly what I'm going to say in the beginning. So I'm going to let y'all take this for a second. And then we're going to circle back around to me because what I'm going to have to say is going to be deadly honest. So y'all go ahead. Taylor, you're up first.
Okay. So let me see if I got this straight. So we got this dude I'm going to say he has a black woman. She wasn't doing what she was supposed to be doing, so now he left her and found a Becky. I think that that's a bunch of bullshit. I think that he wanted to be with Becky from the rip. It's just that he had to find the right Becky, and any excuse he could come up with is, you know, what he gave up with the reason for seeing Becky. That's just my opinion. I could care less if you date a Becky or a Betty or a Susie. My whole thing is don't downplay another race. Like, that's my only issue. Like, I hate to hear black men talk about black women like they not shit because you like white women. That's your business. But don't be disrespectful and don't talk about black women in such a negative tone just because it's not what you like.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Okay, Drake.
Well, golly, how can I explain this? Basically, it's like what Taylor just said, is most women get cheated on because either they're not doing something to satisfy them, because, I mean, I know everybody says men, all men are dogs and this, that, and the third, but it's got to be something that you're not doing to make him want to cheat and just act a plum monkey fool. So, because, like they said, I remember I did a post on my page. It was something about eating pussy. But it didn't, the word eating pussy didn't come out. And a lot of women was like, they don't like it. And then somebody commented under it, I think it was a dude, and he said something about head or whatever. And a lot of them was like, well, I don't suck dick. I think that is nasty, blah, 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 blah. And then I came back, and I was like, that's why a lot of y'all just cheated on, because y'all, you don't want to grow up. If you in your 30s and you still saying sucking dick and eating pussy is nasty, something's wrong with you. You will not have a healthy relationship.
I'm still stuck on the part. You in your 30s and you saying stuff is nasty, as opposed to it's just not for you.
If I could bring that to table, I swear to God, it was like chicks on there was like damn near in their 40s. And then it was some that was in their 40s and was saying it. And I was like, that's why y'all get cheated on right there. And then it was a lot of old head dudes on there talking about, I don't need no pussy. Fuck that shit. Nah, fuck that. My dick game good. That don't matter if your dick game good or not. If you're not sitting there doing everything sexual with your partner, and then if you can't cook and you bitching 24/7, you gotta get cheated on. And the dude, if he's not eating pussy and coming in and he bitching all the damn time and not being generous and careful with her and asking her questions and carrying on the conversation or whatever, you gotta get cheated on. And that's where Becky and Brian comes in. Brian was just a girl.
Can you please use a different name?
Oh. Biff. We're going to say Biff.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to act like I didn't even hear that whole thing. Like, as soon as it came out, I said, oh, no, this is not going to end well. Oh, no.
I'm just saying because... Like it can go either way because that's how a lot of people get side chicks and side negroes because it's something that the person that they with is not doing. And then they don't want to break up with that person because he's doing something, but he got something that's pissing her off to make her or him go to another person.
But see, here's my problem with all of that. Like, I'd rather you just say, look, this ain't working out. Okay, cool.
Thank you. And that'd be the whole lot better. But motherfuckers don't want to do that shit because a lot of people, they don't want to see somebody that they've been dating for like X amount of years or X amount of time, whatever, whatever, be with another motherfucker. Because a lot of people can't take that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been with this motherfucker damn 2 years, and then he just act like he just gone about his business and then forget about me. And then dudes be like, I done been with this motherfucker 2 or 3 years or a year or two, and then here she is in the club. We just broke up 2 days ago. She already in the club twerking.
Now, she just that don't mean nothing. Just because she in the club, that's only she going home, dude from the club. It don't mean that.
True.
Shut up.
Y'all ready for me? Are y'all ready?
But why she just can't be in the club having fun?
Right, like.
Because girls can't have fun in the club no more now that they with other girls. Because girls can't dance like they want to. They got to shake their ass and grind on the neck.
No, they
can't.
Come on, raise my hand. I don't put my hands on nobody. I don't even want to be touched by anybody in the club.
Some of them come to the door just because, like Minaj, and go to sleep. How's that?
No. Okay, listen. First of all, I have to say this because I told you I was motherfucking tagged.
And so I'm going to the club just sit down and take selfies. But majority of the time, when they fresh and single, they out there grinding.
I'm not putting my ass on anybody because I don't want them to think anything's gonna happen at the end of the night.
Or they just bury their stuff in their work and just work all the damn time.
Whatever. So here's my thought process.
Oh Lord.
This particular person, I don't know if they're talking about their life or whatever, but they are a known non-communicator. So if there is an issue with said girlfriend or whomever, they don't know how to communicate well. So they don't know how to tell her, hey, look, you're not doing some shit right, so therefore it is what it is. They tend to move along while still in their situation and think it's okay. No, bitch, it's not okay. All right? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing.
No, it's not okay. This shit's not okay. Like, that's why shit keeps failing for you, because you keep doing this the same way every time. You don't allow yourself to communicate with that person that you're supposedly in a relationship with so that they can know and fix what the problem is. If that bitch ain't sucking your dick right, tell her. Tell her, hey, you ain't doing this right. I mean, it don't feel the same. Maybe you need to talk to one of your friends and she can give you some pointers or something.
Maybe, you don't even got to do all that. There's a YouTube video out there. There is classes. There are people on Facebook. Auntie Angel should show you how to use the grapefruit. It's information out there. That's all I'm saying.
And see, that way she, you know, she can find a way to get the right information to help her. But you are so quickly and easily so drawn to whatever else that you don't ever communicate with that person. That's why you're going to continue through the shit that you're going through. is not going to change until you change the way you go about things. Open up your fucking mouth and say what you need to say. Say it. Because at the end of the day, if you say what you need to say, you won't look like the ass in the end. So the reason why you've decided to go out and get you a Baxter is because Boo over here ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing. Okay, what is it exactly that she's supposed to be doing? Is it that she's a nagger? She nags a little bit? Well, maybe you're sorry. You need to be pushed a little bit, so therefore she nags you. You know,
oh, my.
Is it okay that you want to be sorry all of your life? NBA shit? Like, I need to understand. And so I just need to understand where exactly you're coming from. So, I told y'all my opinion was not going to be a nice one. Like, it's so funny. It's because I've seen it happen time and time again with this particular person. I know what you've done at this point. I know now that something has happened, and things just aren't going the same way as they used to. You know, she's not as shiny as you thought she would be. That grass is not as green as you thought it was. It's a little brown. Looks like golf course grass. You know, so it's interesting to me, you know. And I just kind of sat back and I laughed a little bit. I chuckled because I was like, well, so what you think Becky gonna do? She's gonna tolerate your not cute ass? Like, if you know. But I just like, okay, all right. So it's that, like, I just don't understand. And I want to, you know, ask this person more questions, but I was like, you know, I really don't give a damn. Yeah, I just had that one person. I'm like, you know what, I wish you stopped asking me questions, because sometimes when you ask me questions, it gets up under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And think that sometimes this particular person tries to ask questions so that they can have that line of communication with me. And I'm like, and I don't ever really bite, because I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll talk about it. Like, you don't know, I don't mind talking about certain things, but you just have to be ready for what I'm going to say about it. So, and then I have questions like, so what does Becky do that, you know, your current no-edge, eyebrowless, helpful guy ain't doing? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, she can't show got no eyebrows and show her no edges?
Guess what? I wish you could see my face. Like, I just find it to be, you know, funny to me. Because, like I said, I legit as know this person, and I know how messed up on the inside they are. I promise you, I can bet you both, and I probably win, that girl ain't even done nothing wrong to that dude. She just thinks she did something, and she ain't done something. I can guarantee it. I definitely will put money on it. And y'all know I don't put money on nothing. I don't care when it comes to my money. I put money on it. So, maybe it's, and it's, you never know, you know. The new boo, she might have a little dude on the side herself, because you ain't even that much to look at anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes, like, and if she did do something or whatever, she might have had a good reason. You know, people cheat for a reason. It's not because, oh, today is too, you know, today is Friday, I'm going to go out and cheat. It ain't because of that. It's because you're not doing something. They've asked you repeatedly, and you haven't changed. And now they're going to go for what's worth because you're clearly not listening.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. And then a lot, I know a lot of people, they lose the spark. Like, if you come home, like the boyfriend or girlfriend come home, and they're tired all the time, and they don't feel like doing nothing. And then they see everybody else going out and having a good time, and then they just stuck in the house all that time. So that's when they want to then start going out and well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be back. And that's when they all start.
I'm all for communication. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You talking to me about stuff is better than you doing anything behind my back. Because if I find you did some shit behind my back, not only are you going to wish that the Taurus inside of me stayed asleep, you're going to want to leave this place, and I'm going to help you leave it. You might want to not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the worst type of person to piss off, especially if I'm saying to you, communicate with me. Tell me. Always be honest with me. I don't care what it is. I don't care how bad you think it's going to hurt my feelings. Be honest with me, because at the end of the day, if you're honest with me, that gives me the choice and the decision to make.
Yep.
If I want to stay with you, I'll stay with you. But if I don't want to stay with you, I can leave.
Thank you. And if you're trying to be sneaky and then I find the fuck out, oh, God.
You know, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. Really? I can't take being lied to. Especially if I ain't lied to you. Now, because I'm pretty good about not lying to people. Because, and this is what Dre peeks at me about, because I don't shoot these dudes no shit. I tell them exactly what it is. If you stick and stay, you stick and stay. If you leave, okay, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, because you know my motto, tear the damn dough down. You don't want to be here, tear the dough down.
Tear the dough down.
Hey, Taylor, I've been saying that shit for years, yo. That's one of my mottos, man. I'm making you mad, and you know you mad at me, and it's constantly like that, and I'm trying to make things right. Got to go down. You don't want to leave, got to go down. Ain't nobody going to hold you.
Nobody's going to make you stay. We're grown.
For real.
I'm not trying to argue with your black ass.
That's a bad show.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to do that. I want to have understanding. Y'all know I'm good for it. Like, I need to understand the situation so that I can be okay. But if you start doing some shit and start making moves that don't make sense, if we have a conversation one day and then you do some complete opposite shit on Tuesday, then we got a problem.
For real, because nowadays people don't understand when they cheat. This shit is obvious, man. And then, like, if they doing dirt, and you can tell when they doing dirt, it's fucking obvious, man. And then you gonna sit there trying to beat around the damn bush like my situation today. Don't do me like that. Talking about, I knew you was gonna be mad. I did that on purpose. I made the phone next year. Motherfucker, you did not make no phone ring. You did that shit, and the motherfucker called you while I was there. Bottom line, stop playing with me.
That's how people get caught. They stupid acting. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I won't ever get it. Cheaters never win and prosper. So, yeah. And then one day, people are stupid. And so here's my other thought to Becky and them. Becky ain't no better, because guess what? You're going to think Becky is doing something too, and then you're going to leave Dexter alone. So therefore, why don't you just be by yourself? I don't think people understand, like, you need time to be by yourself. This particular person seems to jump from woman to woman. And the thing is that, like I said, they always have another one lined up and think it's better than the last.
Shit.
And it's never going to be better, especially if you've been through, like I was, oh, God. I wish sometimes I could wring this person by their neck, but I know if I see them, my best friend's dream is going to come true, so I need not see them.
I ain't going to jail.
I can't go to jail. I'm too cute for it. I'm too cute for jail, and they will probably like me, and I'd be like, no, bitch, I don't like you, but you're burly. I don't, Like, no. No. Sorry, it's just, I can't go to jail because it's too cute. Way too cute. The White commented on the Facebook page, and when I asked, why do you think people cheat? He says, because on some level it feeds a need or a want that they have, no matter how destructive the consequences of their actions may be. Okay, I get that. Because people don't care. They don't care about other people's feelings when they're out here smashing these hoes. They don't care. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who gets feelings, because whatever happens, if he's messing with a side chick and she claims that, oh, I know I'm the side chick, she's always going to get some type of feeling, because some of us hold our feelings in our poop head. So, so I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. And it's very different, very, very different.
Crucial.
Yeah, he's ugly out here in the streets. That's why I don't have no boyfriend. These people out here just showing their
cards. I feel shit. I always have, and I always, this is something I got. If I feel like something is damn not right, I try to end it before I find out. Because I just got this shit in my damn head. I don't know what it is, but I can tell, man. And then right after we break up, I always find the fuck out. It never fucking happens. Never always. It just
As usually,
and then
that's
when I hit him with, I got your goddamn ass. I knew you were doing dirt.
I need some of these people on my post to read the whole post before they end. I just need them to read. I just need you to use your reading skills and read. Just like your listening skills, I need you to use them. But, yeah, I think people. So, yeah, we really don't care about Becky's them and whatnot. So, yeah, we don't care about them hoes. Ask you in life, if you're going to go get somebody, please just make sure she's okay to look at. Just make sure her eyebrows are all well put together. Make sure that bitch ain't using no fucking
ain't that, ain't that about the worst? Ain't that about the worst? You get cheated on by with a and they you find out they cheated on you with an ugly motherfucker.
It only be that, you know what? Because you know me, I can tell you, you know, like she's cute, she's pretty, but it's awesome. If I look at that bitch and I'm like, and that bitch eyebrows look like two caterpillars about to run together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Cause I swear to God, when I seen my ex downtown that damn time, and she was walking that damn dog, and I was like, this the ugly dude you wanted to be with? I ought to pick that damn dog up and swing it.
But you're a hater. He might have been nice, yeah. But you're a hater.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. I will give you your props if you look good. I ain't no damn, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no
dude
versus or nothing like that. Shit, the dude look good, dude. Look good.
Don't let him tell these lies, girl.
I am. But if they're going to I'm going to dance with my family.
Oh, my God. It's just so funny. Yeah, right. Whatever. I know you better than you know yourself.
What?
No, for me, like, legit. So, like, you know, Taylor, me and you have had this conversation. You know I'm good for telling somebody that they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good for it. But, honey, you listen.
If you look different, I'm gonna tell you, you look different.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna say, wow, you have a real different look about you.
That's my
you
friend.
Look real different than what I thought you were gonna look like.
Yeah, because this is how I know I was drunk this weekend, Pat. I seen so many chicks that's on my page, and I didn't know who the fuck they were. It was like, hey,
how you? And I'm looking like,
damn,
who the fuck is you?
And you know the first thing popped in my mind? The first thing popped in my mind. They didn't have the flower filter on. They didn't have their silk. They should have brought their silk.
It's so
oh, my God.
I'm so glad you didn't tell me that while I was drunk.
Yeah, they didn't have it. I ran into, like, four people off my Facebook page that Friday night at Boston's, at the night party. And they didn't have their filter. They didn't have their Facebook filter. They didn't have their Snapchat filter with the little puppy dog faces and the little flower thing to make them look cute because they were looking a hot, hot mess. And I had just did a video and told them helpers, if y'all see me in our own video, make sure you got your filters in your back pocket or in your pocketbook one. I might not know who the hell you are.
Jesus, why? Come down, Lord.
They didn't have their business. They didn't have
their business. You know, I am so thankful that I know them outside of Facebook and know what they look like so I can speak.
Man.
And I, you know,
a lot of them, I didn't know who they were.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we got some more answers to this cheating question. So the next answer says it's immaturity on several levels. We got a list going on here. It says one, not knowing what you want in the first place and waiting for it or going after it. Two, communicating to the person you're with that you want more or your needs have changed. Three, being happy and being too immature, not being happy and being too immature to leave. Mature people don't supplement or settle. And if you're supplementing or settling, you're not mature. Hey, I'm down for that one. Like, you just tell them what you don't want. Like, look, you ain't doing something right. Like, I need to understand why you're not doing it. So we need to fix this shit. You know, you just ain't rubbing my butt the right way no more. You know? they do it for the thrill.
Some do.
You know, they want something new. They want something different. I mean, I can be somebody different. Hell, I straighten my hair and color it out. Like, what you want to be? Like, who do you want me to be today? I got these masks that I like to wear and whatnot. So, hey, tell me, what you want to be like to be? I'm here for it.
And see, and that's why I was telling you.
Wait a minute. Time out. We not going to skip over the fact that she just said she has masks that she likes to wear. Who do you want me to be today? We just want to skip
God.
Over that?
I ain't even here. Oh, Lord.
And we going to pretend that ain't happened? Okay, cool.
I clearly didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, the things you find out about your friend, Russell.
What?
But
listen,
anyway.
Listen.
That's
Let
when we talked about that song last week when I was telling you about the Dwele song, Cheating on My Girl with My Girl.
Yeah, I've heard the song before.
Yeah, and that's and what you just say. You wanna you dress up and be another person for your boo or whatever. See?
I don't mind it because it keeps it interesting. You're gonna be bored with me. I don't even know you, Lord. I just don't
know. I ain't never had nobody do that shit with me. I let her come home one day and she got a Jamaican accent or something. She'd probably get mad at my black dad. She'd probably get mad at me. Why you always want to talk to the Jamaican bitch? And I'm like, but it's you. See what I went there with that.
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get cussed out for cheating on my girl with my girl. Knowing me, I know. Why you all want to talk to the Jamaican bitch? You and the Jamaican bitch got something going on?
Y'all are too much for me.
I'm just saying, y'all. Hey, it's real out here in the battlefield.
I have nothing. I have nothing.
Hey, they did a show like that. They did a episode like that on the Jamie Foxx show when Jamie was he fell in love with his girlfriend, but all over again. But he was liking the character that she played, and she got pissed off because he was liking the character more than he was liking her.
And that
would be my situation. The show is hell.
He ain't necessarily got to be like that.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's still you, so why would you get mad?
I don't know. I wouldn't get mad because I'm made different. I don't care. If you're going to mess up my I'm going to get my hair done in the morning. Like, I ain't done saying. I need to understand it. Like, if I go get this fresh blowout and you want to run your fingers through my hair and whatnot, and now my hair is all messed up, are we going back to the beauty salon in the morning?
I ain't going to talk about hair because you seen how I was acting at the day party. I was playing with everybody's dreads. God, women with dreadlocks, just something to me, boys.
Just shut up. We ain't even talking about that. Shut up.
I'm just saying. You mentioned the hair thing threw me off.
What are you talking about? You don't like this. Why don't you just go ahead and tell that girl you want to be with her and stop playing games?
What are you talking about?
Tell that girl. They like to sing to you, and you like to play in her dreads. You want to be with them. You want me to tell her?
It wasn't just her hair I was playing in, though.
See, also, you're a cheater. See? Look at him. Look at him, Taylor. Look at this. He's a cheater. He already cut.
So basically, you're going to make me have a Jimmy Swagger moment?
I have seen it.
Hey, but guess what, though? I am whooping ass at Candy Crush. You hear me? I got 4 hours, unlimited. We'll carry on the conversation, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who is texting over there on the other end of this phone, Jesus?
I am.
It's Capital. I knew it was you.
Okay, what's
it wasn't me. I didn't do it. It was not me.
While on the show, I always do. Why wouldn't I? Because people are actually answering questions through text message, too. And, you know, oh, hey.
Oh, words. Are your technology like that tonight? You bumping like that tonight?
Taylor, did you feel all that hate that just came off of it right now?
I felt it. I felt it breeze all the way up here. I felt it.
To make sure
felt
that
it.
You feel
it,
it
was like, yeah.
And you, my accent came out with that too. So listen. So yeah, you a hater, girl.
Whatever. I ain't did no such. So what are they talking about on the text? What's pop? What's cracking?
One of the things they said is that. There are too many variations to open relationships for people to cheat, and too many people are engaging in them for people to say they can't find someone on their level.
Word.
I mean, the thing is, if you're with somebody and they understand your wants and your needs, it won't happen like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all well enough to know
but
that.
The thing is, when you first start dealing with somebody, and you decide, all right, you know, I like you. Okay. Oh, okay, I can tolerate you for 2 hours at a time. Okay. Oh, okay. You know, I could take you out in public with me. Like once you start to get to that point, that's when you need to have the conversation. Like the honest conversation. Like, check this out. Before we go any further, I'm gonna need you to know that I don't like this, I don't like that, I do like this, and I do like this.
Right, mm-hmm. And so that communication opens up that. There's definitely because, and that's what I just said to them. I was like, it's truly about the communication of it all. It's that whole getting to know you situation. Like, you know, I really don't care for the getting to know you process, but if I finally find somebody that I'm interested in, I will go through that process with them. And. Unknowns to so many people, you know, people don't know all my business. They think they know my business, but they don't know my business. You know, and it's possible there can be that one person that knows that is able to be okay with the things that I need or want in a relationship and be okay with it and understand, hey, you know, she's okay with X, Y, and Z. So as long as
mm-hmm.
I know what X, Y, and Z is, then she and I will make it. It's just the difference of people and their level of whatnot. So, yeah. So it's a matter of what you. That's why people can't say, you know, you can't compare my relationship to your relationship. There's no way that you can compare
mm-hmm.
it because we're two different sets of people. How he and I met was unconventional, so we may just have an unconventional relationship. You know. It could be a whole lot of things going on with us in our relationship, but it's not for you to decide what our relationship should be.
Mhm.
So, yeah, it's okay. And who the heck has traditional relationships anyway? Who has those?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good damn question.
Who the heck still has them? You know? Why can't why can't my girl have a girlfriend? You know what I'm saying? Now, he can't have no boyfriend. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, why can't that be? Why can't that be a situation that somebody can live? Why does it all be so structured of how people think life should be? Why? My relationship shouldn't have to fit your mold. Matter of fact, you shouldn't be worried about my relationship with you. Mind your own goddamn business.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, this has been a good show. It's been great. We've had a good time. It is now 12 o'clock. And I am
slightly...
Yeah.
Damn, what a time go.
We were talking. We was having a good time. We was having a good old conversation. We was talking about these hoes with these edges and stuff. We was just talking. And look at that. And I was sitting here just drinking my wine and talking to y'all.
So, Tay, before we get off, is the episode real, real good?
Of the 13th? Yeah, it's not an episode. It's a documentary. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. It really is good. It's a very good eye-opener.
I'm going to start on that because I was going to start on that, the El Chapo joint, but I ain't going to do that yet. Another one on next. What is it? The strange sightings of strangers or some shit? Some new shit everybody been talking about here. I'm going to check that out too.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. That I don't know about.
Ain't made no new episode.
Oh,
yet.
I was supposed to start looking at that, but I was like,
Well,
now it's time to say goodbye.
So you ain't gonna finish the song? What?
Oh, I ain't know about gonna finish. My bad.
I'm done for. We will be back here next week. Same place, different shenanigans. I don't know what we're going to talk about this week, but we'll be here. So, yeah. I'm going to get my hair done in the morning. My hair is dirty and it needs to be straight. So, y'all be good. Don't get in no trouble this weekend. I'm going to rest because I need to get back on my regular schedule of sleeping because I haven't sleep all week because I've been hanging out with people all the day. Yeah. My sleep is all to somebody.
I just got a text message. Come to Church Hills, first Fridays. I'm paying. Oh, shit. Word?
That's that fool. You get a paycheck on Friday and the middle of all weekend. Ain't been back home since Sunday. That's him right there. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, whatever. Oh, before I got the phone, Jake, when we got off the phone earlier today, and I was taking the trash out, guess what landed like right on top of my trash can, and I was stuck, and I could not move.
A fucking hawk,
a big ass fucking hawk landed on my trash can, and I had just let the lid down. And I turned around, and he just landed there, and he was looking at me, and all I seen was big-ass claws. I don't know where this motherfucker come from or nothing, but that was one of the biggest fucking birds I ever seen in my goddamn life. And I was stuck. He looking at me, I'm looking at him. He looking at me, and I'm motherfucking looking at him. And I'm
you
like,
know what?
That?
I'm just
please don't let this motherfucker fight me. Man, you should have seen the claws on that bitch. I was going to call you back and tell you about it, but I remember you said you was about to go to sleep night for like getting cussed out. And I'm mad as hell because I had my phone in the house. I could not take the picture. That was amazing, man. I ain't never seen a damn hawk before. That was crazy.
First of all, then Hawk is a thug because he came to the hood. So
it damn sure did. And this man, this man on top of my trash can. And I'm like, what the fuck is really good?
But did you die?
I couldn't get in the house. I could have.
I'm going to bed. I can't no more.
Hawks drop snakes, girl. They pick up snakes and drop them. We could have dropped the damn anaconda on me or something. See, I
did.
He just don't care about my life. He just don't care about my life. I swear to God. I'm going to church here and get drunk. I'm going to church here and get drunk.
When did you die?
I'm about to do the same thing I did last weekend. I'm about to get drunk.
You better not be drinking on my fucking Ciroc over there.
Like I said, I'm going to church here. Don't Ciroc is still for dressing.
Thank you, appreciate it. It better be where I left
and
you.
And your washcloth is still on the sink.
Nigga, can you wash the washcloth?
And,
the fuck?
Yep, and your washcloth is on the sink. Your little funky ass bobby pin got me in trouble. That's on the sink.
Who'll get you? First of all, if you ain't in no relationship, how'd I get you in trouble? That's a whole nother subject. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. How is shit if you're not in relationships and whatnot, how shit getting left at your house get you in trouble if you ain't in no relationship?
Boom.
Why? Oh, no. Okay.
I'm calling in. I'm calling in. I'm about to be sick.
Say what?
I'm about to be sick.
No, you ain't calling in sick. You gonna call? You gonna be on this show?
I'm calling in sick. I can't deal.
You don't have no sick time.
I'm calling in sick. Bye.
You don't have
no
sick time.
I feel it coming now. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh my God.
Is my fake call from working?
Good night, good people.
Have a good night.
Oh, my goodness.
Good night.